hinaus im Kreis. Und die Kreuze der Rambam, die bedeutet sich auch, so jenen, die nicht kaufen zu sagen, kannst du das nur kaufen, kannst du das ergessen, so ich das nicht mehr.
The argument between Rashi and Rambam is in how they understand what the Mar Ukva says is that you wait from one meal to the next meal. But
according to Rashi, the reason is why you have to wait certain shiur, 6 hours, is because before that, so the taste of meat in the mouth is in the back, and in the air is after 6 hours, because you know that you have some. From the beach to the beach, so you cannot eat no vegeta unless you clean out the beach part. But according to the Rambam, the reason is why you have to eat towel is not because of the taste of meat that you get in mouth, but because there are meat particles in the beach. And that's the 6 hours, so it becomes mucus. So male is not considered like meat in any way. It becomes mucus.
And referring to the father of Ben Ufra, he's holding that his
that was a homeless. That was a homeless.
Okay.
Why was he machmir? Maybe because if you don't wait in this way, so then there might still be a very minute tamadim. Alright. Omar Shmuel, no long you say Khaleba Hamra Vigadiyate. So Shmuel said, no long you say Khaleba Hamra Vigadiyate. Mila Abe Habesaya Michte. In other words, it's another Indian already. In other words, my father, that has nothing to do with teachers, that has to do with prudent efficiency, practical efficiency. My father was accustomed to inspect his field once, twice a day. But no least a young male. I inspect my fields
once.
Shmuel time. Roma Shmuel, man di taya mikti kumile. Mashach is. In other words, you see the Shmuel, I mean, he said he is like vinegar in comparison with his father. But even he with vinegar is not so prudent. So efficient, so inspected at least once a day. So he says, the machine man is higher than the colony master system. Whoever inspects his field every day will find him a day. In other words, it will be to his end. Abaye had a higher than the colony. Abaye used to inspect his field every day. We have talk about it. So one day he met his oldest, the oldest is the worker. He got a patra duke. In other words, that chaircracker was not a kitabi. He was a gunner. So, in other words, he stole it from a bike. So, he carried many sacks with logs of wood. And he was dirty, but Abai didn't want to insult him. Omalei, Hanu Heiche, so he asked him, where do you carry these sacks of wood? So of course he didn't want to tell the truth. Omalei Lebima, it wasn't the truth. He was telling it to his house. But when Abai caught him, so he asked him, where are you carrying it? He said, it's your house. But it doesn't the truth. Omalei called his Mukha Rabba, because Abaye didn't want to tell him directly like comparison, tell him like Daniel, but he did intimate. So he said, well, the Chachotim were mad in themselves. What do you mean by that? In other words, So the Chum said that the person should respect his field every day. That's what. That's how I was able to catch it. That's what I meant. But he didn't want to hurt it. Abase habesaya mikhse koyeyu omahirchen nu kolam yisre. So Abase was accustomed to respect his field every day. So he said, because Shmuel said, one who inspects his field every day will always find the Madeir. And he inspected his field every day, he finds Madeir. He told them he was frustrated. On our hair, can he make Koran in his tray? Where are the Madeir? Then the Chachamim assured his family. Koran in his tray, the Mal Shmuel. In the heart, but he realized in the end that it's true. He in the heart, so one day he noticed Mele, he busted out. So he saw that there was water pouring from a pipe. And so, shackling with it, Kalche Eze, Bigabo. So he wanted to stop the jet of water, you know, because it was doing a lot of damage. So he took his jacket, and with that, he wanted to cover up the outlet of the pipe so the water wouldn't flood. He saw it. About their shackles, you may count her easily together. On the colon, he started to swim because he was afraid that the Sunday, his whole Sunday would be flooded. So when he started to swim, was the inche. So then the people came and they started to drain out the water and to dig, you know, they wanted, you know, to remove all the water, so they started to dig. As they started to dig, they found a pile of Madeir. So then they realized that Chachamim arrived and said, if you inspect your field every day, you'll find Madeir. Because in the course of time, people lose their all kinds of things. Mm. So you have to inspect. So who asked the Rabbino to pull a list of the Maswan? I'll tell you. Here. So we read it here. Because the other should be completely children.
You still give my machine? That's what we're saying?
Yes. My machine? I'll tell you. Next time. So, we have to finish the studio. It's a small studio, but it's complicated. And then, Abdu Omar Abdu de Brede Rafkhinim. Mao Mai Machinim. Achinim. And then the next Sukhye is Kupchet. Tipas Chor Shinoflo. Up to the Mishneh of Kal.
Kupchet is the Mishneh? We start from Mishneh?
The Mishneh, Tipas Chor.
If you ask the answer, I'm going to say, how did this occur? This weekend is not part of myself there, so I have to feel it out. So, support that you can do it for the you're not here
at all? Yeah.
This coming week.
Tuesday
this is here.
No?
Tuesday I'll be here.
Okay.
Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Shabbat, I'm coming.
Okay. Well, Tuesday.
This year we are saying slichas tomorrow night, not with Shanimah.
What time?
Probably at 12:30 because it's daylight saving time.
Why the change?
But I'll probably be speaking at 12:00.
Why the change?
Because that's the way it was decided.
Yeah. Is anyone here?
Yes. Chassot is 12:43.
What? Chassot is 12:43.
Okay,
you can follow the
chart.
I'm not saying
that.
I mean, the question is why 12:30?
Chassot is
after 12:00.
That's what I have to say. There are some... I wasn't cursing you. Because some Hasidim didn't stay here at 10 o'clock at night.
I know. Sometimes I do this also.
Rabbi, I have a private channel.
What is it, private?
We have the other thing.
Can you actually do it?
Shir in Tarubas by the Rosh Hashanah Yud Dalet Maseches Kohen Yud Zayin Cheshvan Heitav Shin Mem Ches November 9th 1987 on Monday.
Thank you.
How you doing? What's John going to be here? He's down here on his own? Or by the month? What? Monday?
Monday.
Hey.
Thank you. Yeah.
תיקון, תרוב הספד ראש השיר וחוף תאו דאווי תאו שמי מזיין סתם ראיתי בן דיני סד ומפלאבי
איך הופינו נחול עם הפקר ואיך הוא ידעו את הדעי ונדעו את כן להחפר אם דבלו ובוסו הופינו כן עדי יתנה הפקר So you have to wash your hands and drink your mouth. But if you do that, it's all right. But you have to wait 6 hours. That's the kasha.
If we would sit down and sit down to a big suda and eat flesh, and then the suda drags on, and 6 hours pass, and I want to eat cheese, I would still have to wash my mouth and rinse my hands, according to Chaim Braga.
No one can. Because it's 6 hours past, so you don't have to worry about greasing the mouth, because it holds right up there. So that's the difficult. So in other words, so Taisa says in one motion that the pshat is morally able to be in the Cholim Batikuren. What is in the Cholim Batikuren? Without it, there's a diamond in your hape. But Bosho, you know, cannot be eaten by the Kohen. So mele, there has to be a diamond in your hape. But only if you eat the cheese first, and then you want to eat the meat. So you have to make in your hape and eat the diamond. But if you want to eat the meat first and then the cheese, so, kinuach and kinuach apenis as a diamond is not enough. But from Rashi, it's not mashma there. In some sense, from Rashi, it's not mashma there. The word kinuach apenis, shimuach al zeh, ubiti shlech al zeh, in tzor esit yod um kaneyach. Abo, sabhein me boi kinuach. Kinei kamon, shalei hei nidbak, kluvi no, vishen vachanichot. So what does it mean? That it requires kinuah. If you eat, it makes a sense. Avon sabhema boi kinuah kinekamon. So it's not mashma from Rashi, that Rashi means, like the Russian taste says, that if you eat cheese first, so you don't have to, so then you have to wash your hands and rinse your mouth before you eat meat after the cheese. Because Rashi is the Russian, Abel Sabahimo Boye Kinuach. So it's mashmal. And the first thing that you eat is the Sabahimo, not the cheese. Not the cheese. So the question is, how can you say that only Eifun Dino is the Holy Bapikuren, implying Boson Dino is not the Holy Bapikuren? Not the Holy Bapikuren that has to be the Thursday Dime in the Hape, but even with the Thursday Dime in the Hape, it's not enough. So we have to say, because of that Kufe, they are two shots. The more it says, in the middle, the more it says, Oma Marukhe, one second. Line 22 from the top.
Number 50.
And it's there, 22, 23. My father was more of conscientious than I. And I am like vinegar vis-a-vis wine. In other words,
vinegar.
Zadilab, my father's practice was kagoch u'bishchel yine la'aloch u'bine ad-mocha.
No. The next day?
Ad-mocha rad-hash. In other words, his father was so conscientious that if he ate on Sunday at 12 o'clock noon, he wouldn't eat milk until Monday 12 o'clock. waited 24 hours. And most of you, you're got, he said. But I don't do that, he said. As you are no, because you say, who do you achim? You say, achim, achim. But I, if I eat meat and he said to me, I'm not going to eat meat, he said, you know, but in another meal, I'm going to eat. And the same day, so Rashi, the Rambam Shati, the Rambam Dimachna here, and the Rambam Shati, what do you mean another meal? Suppose, meat, you bench, and then half an hour you wash and eat another meal. But that's not the right. It means, another meal means the way it takes place for one meal to eat after the other meal. So usually that means one meal when you eat, a big meal at the place, it's a big meal. So then you wait 6 hours because you're not hungry anymore. And so that means Siddhartha means approximately 6 hours. That's the mokia for the
6 hours.
It's more, that's not a meal. That's not a meal. In other words, the man Chazal, they were, you see, their whole concept of eating 3 times a day, that is the modern invention. And the more it appears that it's 2 meals a day. One through the daycare and one through the bear. But of course the airway men early there, he didn't drink 1 o'clock at night because people used to go to sleep at the city. So it means the beginning of the era. It's something. So melee, and usually there is a beginning 6 hours between the Suda Fabricare and the Suda Forever. So what the more means, according to Rambam, you have to wait 6 hours. That's the more careful. The taste says, he didn't eat another meal. And even if you don't wait half an hour, but you bench, and you start another meal, you are eating the shulchan. That was the three purposes. And you bench, and then you wash again, even if it's 50 minutes, it's allowed to.
15 minutes?
Yes, it doesn't make, no. You have to, you need to change the system. One thing you need is to be able to clear the paper and the bench and wash again. So that's another myth. I suppose that you have to get off the table and if you're maintaining the same place so it's not completely dry here. So it means you have to walk a little bit.
Yeah,
as long as you
milk.
Milk is like a
flagship. Yeah.
No, you're not saying. That's the so we have to say in Rashi that when Rashi says, Adam is Abraham, a boy to Noah, and according to, and Rashi declares, if Abraham, a boy to Noah, it doesn't mean if he eats cheese first and then meat to require to Noah. But even if he eats meat first, and then cheese, it requires to Noach. So the question is, can you actually be enough? You have to wait 6 hours. So the answer is, maybe Rashi agrees with this pshat. The Siddhartha can mean another Siddha. So maybe, so Rashi means here, Adol Tzabim, a boy can Noach, and if you bench, or the same or Rachem, suppose, you didn't wash it, you didn't rest, so you don't have to bench, you only have to take the air and wash it, and so,
right.
So, in other words, if you ate meat, and then you want to eat cheese, so you have to say, bear and wash it, and in addition you have to make, rinse your mouth, and wash your hands, and then you can eat cheese.
This is Rashi.
That's how Rashi explains. So Rashi will have to explain to you all about okay, light, taste, etc. Right. So, Rabbi Yitzchok Greide Ramishal Shee Ikor Ebi Rabashi. Rabbi Yitzchok Greide Ramishal Shee once visited Rabashi. Isolated Minos. Ocha. So the first served chief. So he isolated Yisrael. Then, after the cheese, you see, according to this case, no problem in 6 hours. Because 6 hours is only if you eat meat first, not if you eat cheese first. So he brought him to serve Basar. Oh, how? He ate the Basar. Look, Moshiach, he did not wash his head. Amrle, Batona Adre, Homet Rababe, Eifu Gino, and Homet Batikur, Eifu Gino, hey, Basar Gino, Roy, Amrle, who? Hanemile, Bilele, Avogimone, Hohadine. In other words, when do we say that only a Fugbino can be eaten without caution? Without caution. In the night, but Bosolgino cannot be eaten without caution. And Bosolgino, if you eat one and you want to eat the other, so you have to rinse your mouth first, and you have to wash your hands first in order to remove any grease of the thing you ate before, so that is at night time when you don't see something. So by input you know that the Pechishis, because there couldn't be any sort of rice anyway. Machine came by also, you know, so at night time if you ate cheese and then you want to eat meat, you have to
wash
your hands and this way. Otherwise you might in eating together the meat and cheese. But in the daytime, when you can inspect your hands and see that there's no grease, or even grease, you take an napkin and wipe it. You don't have to wash your hands. So, and you can determine whether there is any grease in the mouth. But then, even Basar, you know, you ate cheese first. So you check yourself whether you have crumbs of cheese in your mouth, and if you feel that you don't have, you can eat immediately with new pepper. How do you ever learn it? I was named Mono Hadino. Tanya Bishama Yemrein, Mikanea, Ubisilemeni. Madiach, Ishamai says that between Bosor and Dino, so he has to be Mikaneach. Or between Dino and Bosor, so he has to be Mikaneach. And we still say he has to be Madiach. What is Mikaneach? What is Madiach? Ilene Mikaneach means wind them up. Madiach means, in other words, pour water. So, my mikaneach, my madiach, ilein vishamay mikaneach liboy madiach. Vishamay say, between boso and vino, between vino and boso, you have to rinse your mouth, and you don't have to wash your hands. Ubisilein li madiach liboy mikaneach. That you have to wash your hands between boso and vino, between vino and boso, and you don't have to rinse your mouth. And hold on, Rabbi, in Kinuach, Pasel, or Bipal. That Kinuach, rinsing the mouth, means you have to eat something. So, in Kinuach, Pasel, or Bipal. How do you, in other words, by eating something, so you remove all the grease, because it's a result of the swallowing, the chewing. So any grease that might remain on the palate, and gums, you know, so will be removed. Only if you eat bread. But if you eat, let's say, an apple, so the eating of an apple will not remove all the grease in the mouth. So if you are pay elobipas, in other words, if you are pay does not rinsing it with water, but by eating pas, if you are pay elobipas, Kiman ki bishamai. I remember as a child years ago in Warsaw, sometimes it happened, I was eating fish and I swallowed the bone. So my mother used to tell me, give me immediately a piece of hard bread, and told me, and a cup of water, and she told me I should swallow the piece of bread very quickly, and then I should take a drink of water, and it worked. so that pushed down the bone. I've already had it to me several times. This is what you know, that when you swallow pot, that pushes down.
You didn't chew the pot, you didn't chew the bread?
No, I swallowed it as quickly as I could.
I washed it down with the water.
Yeah, that's right. So, El Hodo, Magazine, everything you have to say, the pot, Kiman, Kishama, because Pishama is saying, Kanayak, we're going to Magia. And that's strange, because Yalochei, whenever there is a machlokes in Sham Yisrael, so he passed like
they do it.
Why should he mention the din according to the Shama? Elo, Bishama im and Yikane Yachul Boim Magia, who be Silo in Af Magia. So in other words, Bishama is saying, you can just be Kaneya, and you don't have to wash your hands. And Bishama say you have to do both things. You have to be Kaneya, the pay, by the pass, and you have to wash your hands in addition. So, but they have a Nikul Bisham Echol Yisrael, the race nega Nikul Bisham Echol Yisrael, Elo, Bisham Echol Yisrael, Yachvu Adin Madiach, Ido O, Ubisil in Madiach, Vadin Kaneya, Maro Machode, Maro Machode, the Loy Kriye. Now, this is Rashi. Ilim Bishamai, Imrim, Nikaneach Pili, Zoloi Magia, Bumayim, Shakinuach, Yochim Nadoche, Zoloi Uskar Kanadoche, Ubisilim Magia, Ulikania, Ulisago Lutila, El Magia, Mayim, Dika, Bumtor, Kinuach, Eitinuach Pela, Achshil, Lech, El Bosa, Hadino, so you see, here, Rashi emphasizes, Eitinuach Pela, the Hakshir, the Echel, Bosor, Hadino, because Bina Habosor, so Kinuach is not enough. You have to wait for the Arasuda. All right, let's say the Prashi Shit is not 6 hours. But Arasuda, so you have to clear the table, you have to wash again and walk around a little. I mean, it's not that you can eat one after the other if you just made Kinuach.
Madiach means what?
Madiach means why then?
What's it? Oh, yeah.
Hadochen means washing.
Right.
And Kinuach Pelach Shalach HaBatrach Minoel and Kinuach HaBipedi Kinuach HaPaz Sheikh HaPaz in Thai New York Pei Nei Bishamayim Bishil Hadochen Boi Vus the Kinuach Af Magia Tavai Bino Kamarabdeli Kinuach Bein Bein Mar Bein Mar Bein Pasu Yisrein Yisakakete Shikol Kul Bisham Och Mesurim Yisheshom Vaz Mi Tavai Bino. So in other words, so how did Gemara say, El Bishama Yenri?
Either one.
Mikaneach, who had him and not either one. Mm-hmm. That's what Gemara said before. Mikaneach, the Lord boy Madiach. But here Gemara said, Mikaneach, who had him Madiach, he said, to both. It's not either one. Ubisu Emri Madiach, who had him Mikaneach, and he has to do both, so there is no machleke. So, Wadi Tabayri. Alright, good. Omar Abzeir and Kinua Hape Elo Bipar. The Hanulet Birite. So, what kind of Achilles pass is effective to remove every crumb and every grease that is pass of Chitin? But pass of Seir not. Our Bisarelot, Bisarelot, what is the French? Bisarelot, so Rashi said, in other words, barley, when you put it in the mouth, so it becomes broken up, it becomes pragmatic into little pieces. So you can't swallow a big piece. In order to put down anything, you have to swallow something big.
Like your big piece of bread, your mother gave you.
Should be doing rather than short of each other. But it has to be something substantial. Something substantial.
Yeah.
So that's
wrong thing.
Peter doesn't become fragmented by itself. But say or partial say or, I mean, I never ate partial say or. I don't think anybody eats the very partial say or.
Barley bread. Yeah,
yeah,
barley bread. That can be done.
So, but when partial, so partial, wheat bread does not become fragmented in the mouth. It does not become broken up into many pieces. But some male intercepts to swallow down everything. Machine to barley bread becomes fragmented, so it's not effective of swallowing down everything. Kavasaraloi, when the chita namorama on the bichire, chita, when is chita effective? Only when it's cool. Abo ba'akush, abo bichine, tzad, nishta shatre. Nishta shatre. In other words, then it sticks to the palate, so it will not be effective. So only if it is, when do we say that the partial heating is effective to swallow down and to remove from and never grease? Only when it's relatively soft. But if the part that sounds faint, but that's the way it is. Avobakushe, if the bread is hard, so then it becomes fragmented in the mouth.
But look.
Yeah, it becomes fragmented now. So you can't swallow it as a unit. Some melee is not effective. Avobakushe loy. Yulchese. So even though Abdera said in the Chapel the Paz and the Paz also, that the Chitin and Chitin also, certain situations, not another place, but we don't pass like that. You can be Kanea the Pei to remove with every action, it doesn't have to be Paz. You can be with any food.
It can't be just water.
But not for it. So he says, Yilchas, the whole meal, Hadik Nuach, something sour. Libar mitim chedit. Kinchet tamre biyon. Let's say flour nut and dates nut and vegetable nut. But let's say fruit, apple, pear, orange, that's all right. All right, Rashi. Yisharulim zizitav zichapeh vinshiyach bleyete. Yifirin kaneya. Shtar nazirach nebecheich vinerasiche. Ashton ishtatach bishvayim. הקושי קושי זה מדי, וגם מסתר בלך פייס עושים, שים חתם לירוק ירד כמהם. רבש רבך כמו יישה בבוסו לבין רבש inquire רבך how much do you weigh between meat and cheese אומלה לא יקרו נק איני בום רבתי זה אוכל בוסו עושה לאחר בנו דינו מותר לכם בוסו שאו אותה ביחן שאין לא יקרו כמו יישה בין בינו לבוסו between cheese and meat. If you ate cheese, how much do you have to wait in order to eat that way? Omolul, there's aloha. You know, we have to wait 6 hours after meat, but after the meat milk, we don't have to wait 6 hours. If you eat, let's say, milk is a meal, then you can short afterwards, you wash and eat, it weighs things. אומר אבחין, דאוכל בוסו, עושה לאכול דינו, דינו מותר לאכול בוסו. אומר רבך הבאית, אבחין זה, בוסו שבין השיניים ממהו. לא שלי רשי. נאו, היא אוהיה במחלקת רשי לרמב"ם. Very basic מחלקת. עושה לאכול דינו. If he eat בוסו, he's not allowed to eat דינו after. Why? בשביל בוסו עומד כשומן ונדבק ביקר ומר לביתן. So the reason is why שניתנת במחלי זכרשי מרמבה. תשעים מהדיבי, שם ראשי מבלי זכרש פשט, שם ראשי מבלי מרמבה. Why do we act with it? Why do we act with it? Call it the Rambam with great power. Why do we act with it? Why? So, according to Rashi, because Boso is very fat, and the fat grease, the grease of Boso is likely to adhere to the mouth, to the inside of the mouth, mainly because of the grease that keeps it, sticks to the mouth. So mainly you'll always feel it humble. So let's say, each week we are packing the grease that adheres to the mouth. And then, 2 hours later, you eat cheese. When you eat the cheese, you'll also feel the humble. And that's why we have to wait. This Rashi, the Rambam wants a grease. Rambam explains the difference. Not because the grease leaves his hand was on the mouth sometimes, but because it takes close to 6 hours to get for the meat to be digested. And in your case, it's digested in a shorter time. But meat, it takes the in the socket to digest the socket, so it thinks about this. But Rashi says also that, you know, if the boss makes the human, he needs a repair of Marbita. So then he asked him, oh, Rabbi Habib, that's the boss of Shinai is now, he has his boss of Shalech, you know, he may actually plan. Actually plan. Suppose that there is still grease left between the teeth. Between the teeth. So if that considers a basar, mele you will not be allowed to eat vino after it. So anyway, so according to Rashi, the pshat is that in other words, like this, in a stam, so we say if 6 hours intervene, so then we can safely presume that there is no tambos on the mouth left. But suppose he finds out that there are crumbs of meat between the teeth, so then maybe even after 6 hours, you're not allowed to eat your fish. Because you know that it was Minas Tam, we assume that there is no meat. But suppose he knows that there is that forms of meat.
In after 6 hours.
Or maybe the boss of the state of the meat for 6 hours, that's not much. And that does not produce that much. So let it change, you know. So that's the shadow. But the Shnashnai Mao, Korolei Habosa will then be in Shineyem. Habosa will then be in Shineyem. So what does that mean? Alma Mikhe Bosa. Alma Mikhe Bosa. Now I said, Bosa Shnashnai, you know, she was wrong. You know, you know, you know, Habosa will then Alma Mikhe Bosa. Now, I think there is a very important question in this mark.
Thank you.
Let's do the whole lot.
One second. The boss says at the end of Kabosha, at the end of paragraph 8. So he says, Omarakri, Ochubos Lahob Buma, Bisalahubos, Omarabaka, Rabisalakri, Bosos and Shinai Mao, claim a mere advocate who called keeping his tie for as man stood at the end of the year, Kololo, Habosha will then be snared. All the cold man should be a shinai, shin bosa or bosa that will be a shin. So, all the for all the people, 2 seconds, I mean, all the same thing, that according to Rashi, the Shabbat in the morning, now let's go in the morning again. Omar Abdi, the Ochel Bosa also Lechel Dino. Dino Lechel Bosa. So Rashi says, why is it also to eat Dino? After Bosa, and yesterday, at a certain time, why? Because... One second. Why? Because it brings the Tam Bosa in the mouth. So then, according to Rashi, Bosa should be a shinai mao, so melee. So even though 6 hours did expire, the question is, but he knows that he has problems of meat between the teeth, so maybe that's considered like Bosa, and he's not allowed to eat milky even after 6 hours. When do we say that after 6 hours you're allowed to eat milky? In a stamp, so we don't. If he doesn't have a meat between the two, so melee is 6 hours next way, because even though he doesn't have meat between his teeth, so he still lives in Tambosa. After 6 hours, there is no remnant of Tambosa. But if he knows that he has crumbs of meat between his teeth, so then there will be Tambosa even after 6 hours. And how the more creature the child, the more said, call me a bosom and then be shinaya. So that means that the bosom shinashinai is not considered to be important. And it's considered also bosom. So maybe even after 6 hours. So he's not allowed to eat unless he takes a toothpick or something and he cleans out the meat from the tree. So according to Rashi, this is how the Rosh explains the Rashi. And the two mentioned it. So according to Rashi, so there is a humor. In other words, if you don't have any meat between the teeth, then you have to wait 6 hours. But if you have meat between the teeth, 6 hours is not enough. You have to bring out the meat also. However, the Rambam has another pshat. Let's see the Rambam. Now let's go over the other position. Oma Mabukta Anolo Homilke Haleba Hamar, we talked about this before. We got the other deal, Abbe Tabo, before you knew about Unanimoha Radashi, do I know what you do to the Achille? We should do Achille, Achita Achille. Now the Rashi, Anolo Homilke Haleba Hamar, the Vodani, the Wami, the Hobby, the Hilly, the Yay, the Moha Kahashi, the Israel. How does the Rambam? And let's see the case of Pshat. Rashi doesn't say anything, but it means that. But Taisa says, Lav disidusi shergim vasis achashachit vachatam elapiru le'alta in tzili kashuch o nibire chizmika in ritlo chabot. But the Rambam says, Shidachit means 6 hours. And why do we have to wait 6 hours? Because the Rambam. One second.
Rashi said,
So even if you eat the cheese first, so you cannot eat meat afterwards unless he rinses his mouth and he washes his hands. Ubameni kaneyach bid bipas in peyed shaleyas on the bilto ubeyo on the bilto ubechol mikamach in the sape chutz mitmorim and kemach in the rosh sheneyo mikamach yo ubamed vorm amurim ubeyo echayo אבל אם הוא אכל בשרי ואחר שאוכל עד בני החולות, אין צורך לא יתנו לחפה ולא יתנו לשבת. מי שאוכל בוסה בתחילו, בין בשר בהם או בין בשרי, לא יכול אכל חולות עד שיגיע ביניהם כדי שיהיו סודה אחרת. והוא כמו שיר שואל, מפני הבוסה של בין השיניים שניסור בנימון. זאת אומרת, רמב"ם שאת נתנת את השם. Of course, the Rashi has to wait a certain period in order that the time of Gosol should be the period. But according to Rashi, even if he doesn't have meat crumbs between his teeth, so he has to wait 6 hours, because otherwise he will still feel a time of Bosom, because the town of Bosom will linger on, even
until
though...
Until the next meal.
Until 6 hours expire. So, even though he doesn't have any promise of drinking, but HaBosa Shem Nashinai, the Gemara says, implies that if he has meat crumbs between the teeth, then he is also free to exchange even after. But according to the Rambam, the reason as to why you have to wait 6 hours is not because the taste of Gosol Mindavan, but the reason as to why you have to wait 6 hours, because for 6 hours, so, because usually when a person eats meat, so there are always crumbs of meat remaining between the teeth. Crumbs of meat remaining between the teeth. In other words, and you then suppose you brush your teeth. No, but even if you brush your teeth, every dentist will count. So you don't clean out everything. There are still minute particles of food between the teeth. You have to go to a dentist's office, and then they thaw clean. Then you are sure that you don't have any minute particles of meat between the teeth. And that is something unusual to go to a dentist. So mainly, according to the Rambam, the reason why you have to wait 6 hours, because crumbs of meat between the teeth remain. They remain. Oh, as long as you have crumbs of meat between the teeth, you should never be allowed to eat milk. So that was the Abaye Gemara. That was the Abaye Gemara, and the Gemara had Suppose that there is Bosos Shebinashinayim. So what kind of a dinner do we have? Kolole Haboso Denu Binshine. So the Rambam says, Misho Haboso Bikulo Binsa Behima Binsa Rei. So in other words, because the boso shebein hashinayim with kenuach by eating parts or anything, so the boso shebein hashinayim doesn't come out. You see, cheese, so if you have the kane of the pear, so the crumbs of cheese come out.
The meat not.
So why are you allowed? So the question is, so even after Shishoy, you should also be forbidden to eat milk steamed cheese, because there might be food particles, meat particles between the teeth. So the Rambam Shiti is that if the meat crumbs stay for 6 hours between the teeth, then they become muco, become digested.
Mm-hmm.
They become digested even without being swallowed. They become digested by staying 6 hours.
So it isn't nothing time?
What?
So it doesn't give.
No, according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with being muco.
It becomes
digested, so even if a fraction of that meat particle will rub off and be swallowed together, let's say with cheese, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't have enough bosom. It's already considered new.
When I was in college, I had a friend who proposed that the shear between Basar and Gavina should be that if you would burp and you would still have the time of meat come up, then you would have to wait. So this would be according to Rashi. This would be
Rashi. Where did you hear that?
I don't know. I think
it
made
sense, but I don't know if it's true. Maybe the burp, sometimes when you burp, you feel the time of Basar. That means that there is a very substantial time of Basar in the mouth. But suppose when you burp, you don't feel. So it's not so substantial, but it doesn't mean that there is no remnant of the time of Basar in the mouth. Right? So in other words, so according to Rashi, there is a hummus. According to Rashi, even 6 hours is not enough. If you know you have meat particles between the teeth, even 6 hours is